The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny if you're on the radio. We're also live on Facebook, and we are, I have a cat on me here. Stella's very excited because last week was Karen Benton's show, and so we didn't get to do the radio show. Welcome, everybody. As I said, we're live on Facebook. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am the founder of The Truth is Funny and also the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. And on today's show, we are talking about, this is the nuggets of wisdom. And we could all use a nugget of wisdom these days. There's lots of news, as I mean, there's new things happening, and then there's lots and lots of news. And so, you know, what I wanted to share with all of you today, I am taking calls. I'm happy to shift energy for you. This has been some very challenging times and for all of us. And, you know, as I've said in the past, challenges are possibilities in disguise. And you can call in 1-800-930-2819. I have a lot of people contacting me now. There's a lot of fear out there. And so I'm just looking here. I just want to make sure I put my chat on so I can see if to connect with all of you. So for today, what I really would like to talk about is, well, there's two things that have been coming up for a lot of my clients, a lot of people emailing me, etc., and just what I've seen on social media. And basically, there's a lot of fear. And so we want to, there's fear of all kinds right now. And so it's important that you recognize that at this time, you know, the best, like what Ma used to say about kindness is that it's the only religion really worth, you know, following is the religion of kindness. And, you know, when you went out to her ashram, she had a statue for everyone, of every religion, every culture, etc. And so we want to be strong to being kind. So I thought that on today's show, until we get some callers, you know, that want to be energetically shifted, I also have some people that have emailed me that a few issues if people are busy and not calling in. But I'm going to read a little bit about my book. I'm going to talk about fighting. And also, the card that came up from Tales from the Vector for today's show, this is more, I want to share more from my book, but this is the card, and it's the surrender card. And this is the original painting behind me. It's one of my favorites. This was, maybe it's one of my favorites because as we left, after the jungle from doing ceremony, we went to Machu Picchu. And then this was after that climb. And so, and this is, this the name of this painting is called Surrender. And Surrender is really actually in my Tales from the Vector. That card is actually about a psychic cleanse. And so it's absolutely perfect for this at this time because a lot of the fear that a lot of people are experiencing right now is collective from the from you know all around the globe, and it's also like there's a lot of fear from picking up the fear of the collective. So as one person is reacting, it's causing more reaction and more reaction and more reaction and more reaction. So what I'm strengthening right now, energetically, I'm just tuning into the situation for, you know, the collective right now and the collective fear. And I'm just going to strengthen that for everyone to recognize that, that there is a lot of fear. And sometimes the fears of others, because we're all individuals, are actually not the exact same fears as you may have yourself. Having said that, it is a good idea to be kind and recognize that. If there was ever a time to be kind, now would be that time. So, you know, not taking things so personally when you don't agree or someone doesn't agree with you. And so I see we do have someone calling in, and I do want to make sure I get to the calls, but I'm just going to read from this, from my book about fighting. And so what I wrote, you know, this was, I wrote this like, I don't know, it's almost 5 years ago now, 5 years ago. So when people battle dis-ease, they are in a fight with a powerful morphic field that includes the fears of the collective influence, the economic profits and losses created from the dis-ease, and a minefield of tactics that I refer to as the dirty D's. We're all capable of these: denial, disruption, degradation, deception, destruction, dissension, and dissemination. Those are what I call the tactics. So if people, what people quite often don't realize, if you are running for cancer, for diabetes, for MS, or you're marching against corporations or institutions or diseases, you're giving more power to the very thing that you are fighting. Because if you think about diseases and institutions and corporations, etc., as like a giant monster that just wants to be fed, that monster loves to be fed from it doesn't matter whether it's negative or positive energy you're sending, that monster up there is going to feed off that energy. So what I've been encouraging people to do is just recognize that there's no use fighting yourself. There's no use fighting with others. It's a really good time for purposeful communication. So asking clear questions that require clear answers so that everybody understands each other and can communicate better. And so, you know, the monster, its absolute favorite delicacies are fear and anger and anxiety. So it's as each and every one of us manages to just go back to center. I just put a newsletter out it basically says, if you can't go outward, then go inward. This is a really good time to go inward. This is a really good time to ask yourself really specific questions regarding yourself. Like, what is it I would prefer in my life? What have I been maybe telling myself about myself that isn't true? And so in many ways, this is very challenging to face this for each and every one of us. And there has been a major collective fear out there, and a collective grief, which I'll talk about when we come back. We're going to take a short break. But before we take the break, I'm just going to share the nugget of wisdom with you for fighting. So don't feed the monster. sometimes even when it seems that you have dodged the beast, you will find yourself in a predicament where you are forced to fight. In this case, bring your opponent down in one punch, one kick, Don't drag it out. Don't fight with yourself. And when you're fighting to win, I'm just adding this, make it a win for everyone. And then immediately clear the karma, because anytime that we fight and perhaps injure another person, we are creating more karma on a spiritual and soul level. So we're going to take a short break here, and we'll take the caller. And when we come back, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're also live on Facebook, and I am taking calls from you. And, you know, if you have a bother, call in. Let's see if we can get everybody into a state of more of a calm state where we can all make really, really strong choices moving up. We'll be right back. Let's make some shift happen.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so happy to connect with all of you today. You know, we have a lot of, you know, these are really challenging times, and that's why I am so happy to have this radio show. Thank you, Pat, from Transformation Talk Radio, to you and all your team for providing this for us so that we can still stay connected. And I just wanted to also say to the people listening in that we are live on Facebook right now, and I am taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. You can always connect with me at The Truth Is Funny with Colette on Facebook and other social media. During this time, I was talking before the break about how this isn't really a great time to be fighting, that this is a good time to be kind and to recognize that there's a lot of fear and that there's varying opinions on what's going on out there. And I just want to strengthen all of us here to be able to, you know, go inward. If you can't go outward, go inward and really check in, because this is pushing a lot of people's buttons right now. And, it's scary. And so before the break, I do promise I'm going to take this caller, but I just wanted to address this because it's coming up and it has been coming up for several days. A lot of my clients, people on Facebook, like, are upset, et cetera. A lot of my clients, though, are, they're used to working with energy and they're remaining calm, but there's like a deep, deep sadness, a deep grief. And so this grief is for all of those, you know, out there, just the fact that people are getting sick and that people are dying from this and people are going through this and people are afraid they're going to lose their jobs and there's not going to be enough money. And there's all of those fears, and those are all legitimate fears. Having said that, there's also beautiful, beautiful things going on. And if the best thing that we can do right now is just, you know, stay home and work on ourselves right now, instead of fighting with each other and fighting the disease and fighting the disease, you know, just, you know, asking clear, strong questions, getting strong answers. And so what I wanted to talk about a little bit is that grief. And so I've been working on that. I've experienced it. Every once in a while, I'll just break down into tears and I'll just weep. And I just feel such a deep, profound sadness. And part of that for me is that, you know, I've been sharing this information for 15 years, and it's been how I earn my keep on the planet. And so canceling seminars that I've worked towards, it makes me feel very sad, disappointed, that I can't connect with the people that that it's come to this on this planet, that people are hoarding, that some people, you know, that a lot of people that I care about are experiencing very difficult situations and all of that. And then I also at the same time recognize that this is a wonderful, beautiful time for all of us to take the time to go inward and just ask, because this grief is really coming from each and every one of us as to, you know, perhaps what have my actions, what have my actions or lack of actions, et cetera, contributed to have humanity come to this place, and recognize that quite often we're seeing a lot of the worst of humanity and we're seeing the best of humanity. And so how we can answer that call right now, I feel, is for us to all really go inward and ask ourselves, you know, how can I become a better version of myself at this time? What can I do that would be beneficial here? And so that's what I'm focusing on right now. And, you know, I got really sad and I got sad again when I spoke of it. And then I recognized, but on the other hand, I have this amazing team here at Transformation Talk Radio that have been like, I've been, you know, sending emails back and forth, and they are doing everything in their power to get me, you know, put new things on the website and ways for you to connect with me. So I just wanted to talk about that, and then we'll take our caller because I don't want to forget. So you can reach me now for personal consultations, and I'm doing those 2-for-1. You'll find that, you know, it'll be out in social media, et cetera, for you to see that. So, you know, within a week you can reconnect with me. So basically you're I'm getting my time for personal consultations for half price. And we have had to cancel the holistic fair. And so a lot of you were really looking forward to that. And so I am now doing personal consultations, 3-card consultations by phone, and I'll mail you the cards so that you get something fun in your mailbox. My teleconferences, I'm also, we've revamped those so that we can possibly here now connect in a way where we can, see each other rather than it just being a call. So I'm doing my best to make myself available for people in this way. For myself, I am learning a lot of new computer skills. And I'm sketching the new painting Neutrality, the last one from Tales from the Vector. I'm starting to gather my thoughts and my papers to start writing for the complete deck, and doing a lot of more personal consultations, and just enjoying getting out outside because it's nicer out now, working in the yard and thinking about my garden. And, so this is, and I've also been working on myself physically to stay strong through this energetically. And, just making sure that if my thoughts go down that what if road, that I come back to center. And I find that a lot of my clients are finding if they focus on something that they've always wanted to do, that it really helps. So Zach, can we please put Trisha on? She's been patiently waiting.
Yes, we have Trisha from Penticton. You are live on The Truth is Funny. You there, Trisha?
Hi, Trisha.
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Good. So what's going on with you and what can we do for you today?
I think I'm going to express concerns like everybody else is having.
Mm-hmm. This is good because, it's good to be able to express your concerns. And what, a lot of people notice and the feedback I get from this radio show is that, this is why I've been providing it for 7 years, is for people to have an opportunity to call in and share. And when you're brave enough to do that, you are... it's kind of miraculous, but it's the way energy works, that you are also expressing a fear that a lot of people, also the collective, has out there. So go for it, Trisha. What's bothering you the most right now?
Just having enough money to cover our bills.
Mm-hmm. And so have you been, how I like to get a baseline from people for how they're, like they're feeling about this on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, I'm already correcting this, but like 10 being that it's like really, really scary, and 0 being, well, I'm neutral to it, it'll work out. Where are you?
Probably at a 10.
Okay. And so, okay, good. Okay, so we have another caller on the line. And so we are going to work on this, and then we're going to take the next caller. And the caller is Dr. Pat. So what I wanted to share with you, Trisha, is... here you are at a 10. Do any of the Canadian government programs that are out there cover you?
Well, they don't. I'm working still.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill hasn't worked in over a year. He's mm-hmm. only been able to get little part-time gigs here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in the process of trying to get disability for him so he can get his medication paid for.
Okay. So what's going on right now is there's a lapse, and you're not the only one who's really concerned with this at this time, because a lot of people have been connecting with me, and I'm self-employed. So if I'm a small business in Canada and I'm not employing other people, then I don't fit in any of their categories at this time. Having said that,
that's where Bill is too.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like. A lot of people are falling between the cracks right now. And so it's kind of like for people that whose money was already tight before this happened, or like, you know, people that have had to cancel everything that is how they earn their living. It's very scary for people. And not only that, it's just like for people in my industry, say, we do a lot of speaking engagements, and then we do promotional engagements to promote our event. And then when our events are canceled and the way that we have to promote ourselves is canceled, we're only left with online. And so this is thank God that we have technology that allows us to do this at this time. And, but also, we are real life people that are falling between the cracks. So I did post on Facebook this morning on my private page. I did post, you know, dear Canadian government, what about,
I saw that post. You
know, about us? And so if anyone out there knows any information, about a number, because they're advising not to call their line right now. They're flooded with calls, as you can imagine. And so you only have the different forms that you can really go to. And if you don't fit into one of those forms, does anyone out there know what to do? You know, go to Colette Marie Steffen. That's my private Facebook page. I asked the question there and thought if people post, maybe there's something that we don't know about that we could connect with there. And so when you get in touch with it, they are talking about for people like your husband also having something for the GST payment, and also like they're doubling that. And then they're also making a one-time payment to people not till the beginning of May. So what we want to do is just take a deep breath and stay strong, and so that we can move forward. Where are you at right now?
Oh, probably at a 6.
Okay, so it's dropped. We have to take a break. So I'm going to let you off the line because we have 2 more callers calling. And, just finish listening to this, and as we energetically shift you or the people that call in, you'll start feeling some relief, like Trisha. She's down from a 10 to a 6 now. Thank you so much, Trisha, for calling in. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are also live on Facebook. We're taking callers 1-800-930-2819. And we have Dr. Pat waiting on the line. And so we're going to go right in here and take her calls.
All right, Dr. Pat, you are live on The Truth is Funny.
Hello.
Hi, Pat. You're on the air.
Hey. Great show. And thank you for the post that you put. Two things I want to say. Mm-hmm. I want to just let everybody know that we are what you call in the United States an essential company. So what does that mean? That means that the good news for what we've done here in the United States now is we haven't gone back to the limited way we do things and just have said, well, wait a minute, if you're AM, FM, then you're really essential. Everybody else is not. So, you know.
Yay for radio. See, Pat, video didn't kill the radio star after all.
Video did not only did not kill them, but the language that they're using for essential is anyone in the digital world that provides information. So here's what I want to say to everybody. Not only are we not going anywhere, but we are growing. Our technology is almost finished. The second thing I want to say is hopefully by the end of today, we will dedicate an entire channel, and it's called COVID-19 Podcast. It's an entire channel. And what we're doing is we're opening it up for people like you and others that want to provide solutions and information for those folks that, believe it or not, don't have CNN, don't have Fox, don't have MSNBC, don't have ways to really find out. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I want to say,
that's kind of funny because a lot of people out there might be thinking, who doesn't have that? But someone like me, I let go of my TV like 10 years ago.
Linda doesn't even have CNN. Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding. Because here's what we've done with media right now. We have taken essential media, and what we have said is, if you have money, you can listen. That is not what Transformation Talk Radio has ever been about, and it's not going to be about that. So we're doing three important things. We are going to put this channel up, and it'll be for people that want to bring a message out. That's number one. Number two is that we are donating a portion of our proceeds to the food banks. There is no food for babies in the food bank. This is an atrocity. Number three, I'm calling on all my accounting friends, anybody that is out there that understands accounting, financials, or has a legal brain, to help people literally fill out the Small Business Relief Fund. Listen to this. I spent, okay. Look, I don't think I'm the sharpest knife in the pile, but I'll tell you, I am not sure how people are going to get through the small business website to literally fill out the paperwork that people in small businesses need to get relief. I spent all day yesterday, a half a day the day before, got through 3/4 of it, didn't have all of the documentation, and then I got an error. And it was as if I didn't exist. So it's me with the resources I have. What are people doing to figure out how to do this? And that's why, one, we're not shutting our doors. We're not making it harder. We're going to make it easier for people. And we have to bring all the solutions we know of.
That's why this morning I shared on Facebook, because the Canadian government has put it out there now that you don't, you know, because regardless of whether or not you have are home sick with COVID, or you're looking after someone who's sick with it, they strip me of any ability to earn my living. And so just overnight, basically, and I'm in the same position as many people when it comes to live events. Fortunately, I also do most of my work remotely. That's what I've been doing for 15 years. It works better. It's faster. It's more efficient. And I just want to thank you, Pat, for providing that, because, you know, in Canada here, I mean, everybody is scrambling right now. This is new. It's like the news is, you know, there's a whole bunch of news here. So I posted because I have a large amount of people that connect with me. I just posted like, you know, does anyone know what to do? Because, if you don't know, like, I'd hate to be filling out those forms and then you find out you filled out the wrong one.
I know. I mean, I'm telling you, I just went through it. I mean, I know that they joked a little bit about the website being slow, but that's not even it. Can you imagine what this is like for people that English is not even their first language?
Yeah.
I can't imagine what folks are going through. But I will say this. We are an essential company, but I have two producers, and we honor what people do that are not comfortable coming into the studio. So we can do one of two things. We can shut our doors down, or we can get creative. As of tomorrow, both Zach and Olivia will have a mini studio that they will be operating from their homes. And we just are asking people to please bear with us when we go through this time. But we are not shutting down. We are opening up. You're going to see us do some things in the next day or two that really will help people like you to get your message out so that you can help people. Because that's what you do, Colette.
And honestly, Pat, for myself, I was sad. And, you know, but the fear or the guilt, the sadness just comes from the fact that it's come to this, you know? And so a lot of people are feeling that right now. And when people are afraid and they are feeling a lot of grief, it's kind of almost like a lot of people are mourning right now. And it's very challenging for people to make really strong choices at that time. So thank you so much for providing that for us. And also, like, I just realized, you know, like, I've been at this radio show on April 28th, which, by the way, is my co-host's birthday. She was born on April 28th. It will be 7 years that I have been sharing this information on the Truth is Funny radio. And I just want to thank you, like, throughout all the times, you know, with all the technology changes and everything going on, like, oh my goodness, you've always been there for me. and supportive of my business. And I want to thank you and your team from the bottom of my heart. I know you're super busy right now.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, so thank you.
Thank you. Well, and I'll tell you what, we have gone through the financial crisis, and that's when PTR was born. So my personality type is kind of like yours. I spend the time feeling sad. Then I spend the time feeling absolutely depressed. Then I spend the time getting angry about how I'm feeling sad and depressed. And then I kick into action.
Yeah.
And all of that takes about an hour, by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. Pat, I've been inspired by you. So, you know, and you do know you did see synchronicity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm working on the last painting, Neutrality, and I'm doing a lot of energy work, you know, and as I'm doing that, so that to empower other people, when we become more neutral and we realize, oh, look at, if Pat was running around with like a chicken with its head cut off, then we'd all not have this other option to connect here right now. And so thank you for being calm, Pat.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in. Thank you so much. I'm going to hop off now so that people can get a hold of you.
Yeah,
everybody, let's remember positivity rules. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Lots of love, Pat. Hey, Zach.
Yes.
We'll just maybe skip the last break and take the caller that's been waiting so patiently.
Absolutely. We got Michelle from Kentucky. Michelle.
Yes. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. What would you like to share with us? What's going on for you? Would you like an energetic shift around something?
Yes, please. What it is I'm being led to, I'm being led by my inner guidance, and I believe it's God and his angels that are leading me towards healing and reading cards for people. And I know that my traditional church is a Baptist church, and they probably are not going to approve of any of this that I'm going to be doing, and I may have to leave my church, but I'm okay with that because I know that God is with me forever and always. And I was just wondering what I should do to help myself learn these energy healings that I'm being led to do, because right now I can't afford the schooling. And I'm trying to save up to fix our roof right now. My husband's the sole income provider. Luckily, he's still able to go to his job because it is mandatory that he provides payroll and stuff like that for different businesses.
So what, when you get in touch with your situation right now, you have this burning desire to do something about this, right? About stepping into who you really are. And on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, I feel horrible because I'm not doing it, and 0 being like, I will do it. Where are you?
I'm at 12.
Okay. So I understand that. It was probably now back in 2005 that I was first introduced to energy work. And I went to a small talk and watched this woman in action. And I was like, wow, I want to know, like, I want to understand how to do that. And I left that saying I was born to do this. And I was just so excited and wanted to get, I mean, oh my God, who wouldn't want to know about this? It changed my life. It benefited me so much. You know, and I made that choice that I'm going to do that. This ability to be able to put this out there at this time would be very challenging, because what a lot of people don't, like if you haven't already started, you need to start somewhere. So we want to strengthen. That's why you're at a 12, because you need to learn the skills to be able to do that and be able to move into that at this time. And that doesn't happen automatically overnight. It's a process that people go through, because like every business, this business of sharing information requires money. And it does, like, you know, to set up a website, to have a radio show, to market yourself, to learn the computer skills, to implement them. All of these things are there's a lot of information out there on the website right now to do it. So what I would suggest is, how do you feel about technology? Are you an advanced person on the computer?
Well, I wouldn't call myself computer savvy, but I'm not totally illiterate as well. I'm still trying to figure out how to start my Pinterest page and trying to figure out how to post things. And mm-hmm. I'm being led to do energy work for the earth and all its creatures. And I've been doing a lot of energy work each evening at home myself, even though I don't have any learning really. And I just keep tapping into the earth energy and the universal energy and God's energy, and just wrapping the whole world in a huge ball of white, silver, gold light, and just trying to heal the world.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, like, what I would suggest that you do, and this is what I'm suggesting with my clients, is like really sit down and make a list of your skill set, like different skills that you have, and kind of figure out which skills are needed more than others at this time. Like, what's the most, you know, what's stopping you the most? And get that all down. And I suggest this for everybody, just to take an inventory of yourself. And this inventory is not just an inventory about work, etc. It's also an inventory about who you are and like you're undergoing right now. I just want to check with you, Zach. How much time do we have left?
We have about 7 minutes.
Okay, and do we have any other callers waiting?
Not at the moment.
Okay, good. So this is a question that I'm really, really like glad that you're on here. And so we'll work through a bit of this to see, like, how can we empower you right now to step up in the way that you want? So when you get in touch with the idea of making a list of your qualifications, et cetera, has that changed your number? Like when you get in touch with, like, even taking an action?
Well, I'm down to about a 10. It's just, there's so many sources out there. I don't know who to follow. I really am drawn to you, Carrie Steyer's Soulshine Astrology, and Monica the Medium, and Candace Dalton. I mean, those are the ones I've been led to so far, and I just don't know who's credible mm-hmm. out there.
Yeah. So this is the thing right now is that, you know, what I share with people is information. I identify hidden energetic blocks that people are not aware that they have. I identify them, and then we can eliminate those energetic blocks to allow that person to be able to step into being their strongest version at that time. And so because we are all very unique individuals, and, you know, collectively we're very similar, but individually we are, you know, we have a different order of the way events happened when we were children, et cetera. We are operating on many dimensions, existences, times and space. We are operating as a physical being, as a soul, as a spiritual being. And so the answers for each person are going to be unique for each person. And having said that, the answers for the collective influence are generally ones that are more like that you could, that you doing what you're doing right now, if you get in touch with the group energy, and you don't have the ability right now to connect with individuals, then you can put yourself into a situation right now where you perfect that ability for yourself of how you want to present yourself. How does that feel to you?
No, that feels good. I'm just confused on what sources are reputable and which ones are just scams. And I just don't want to get caught up in something that's not legit.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot out there. There's a lot out there. That's why I'm with Transformation Talk Radio. I learned that about after about year four of my business, or year five, that I needed to find people that are that I have faith in, that have a vision that's similar to mine. And so, you know, at the time that I chose to move into this energy work, you know, I was newly separated. I didn't have access to my money for close to 5 years until the divorce was settled. And yet what I did is I did what I do. What you're doing is like general energy work when you're collecting with that. What I'm going through as I'm speaking right now is like kind of like a protocol. Not kind of a protocol. I'm going through a protocol in the back of my, and I'm feeling. What's the weakness here? What's the weakness here? And there's a protocol that I'm following to make sure that I catch as many of those energetic weaknesses as possible. You know, that's what my Call to Dance seminars are about. At this time, I would suggest for you that you get in touch with what this is, really how you want to do it, and focus on yourself right now and the energy work that you're doing. Every single person's thought that they have becomes the community of the universe. And so if you're sending some strong energy from your heart out to everyone, you are making a difference at this time. So that, I'm getting, kind of satisfies your spiritual and your soul level a little bit more. So where are you at right now?
I'm at a 5.
There we go. I want to say thank you so much for calling in and sharing, you know, all of you who did today. We've run out of time here. I just want to let you know that, you know, 5 is like being caught in the middle. So we're going to strengthen that for everyone, because I was using Michelle as a barometer for the entire collective out there. So if we got people down from a 12 to a 5, I'm going to give that credit to Zach for wearing his Hab hat. And because, you know, if they cancel hockey in Canada, that there's a problem. So just for all of you, I want you to know that you can get in touch with me at thetruthisfunny.com. I do have the special going for my private consultations. I also have a special going for a 3-card consultation, and I'll mail you the 3 cards. I have my teleconferences running. The next one, I'm just looking at my calendar, is on April the 9th. That will be the telespa, and you can send an issue in. You can see that on my site. And then on the 16th of April, I will have Float Your Boat and share some more information about how to get neutral. And I just want to say thank you to all of you out there for, you know, being the beautiful beings that you are. And thank you, Pat, for calling in. Thank you to your team. And thank you to all of those of you out there that are doing everything you can in your power right now, you know, to remain calm and to be kind. And we'll be back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time, to share some more information with you then. Bye for now.
You've You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.